This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to be talking with noted automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau and the DetroitBureau.com. And we're going to be talking about all the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. And believe me, there are lots of things going on. Telephone-wise, anytime throughout the hour, if you'd like to chime in, we've got Patrick behind the board at our GCN headquarters for our network, and you can find Patrick at 855-660-4261. And also email-wise, you can email me up, bob@autoworldradio.com. But right now, let's go to the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, and welcome back esteemed automotive journalist, NPR contributor, and much more, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, Mr. Paul Eisenstein. Paul, how you doing?
Hi, Bob. Good to be with you.
Well, let's begin with a story that's beginning to look more and more like a soap opera. I'm talking about Tesla and the latest deal with Elon Musk's announcement that the company was going to go private. Bring us up to speed. The SEC is involved now. It's quite a complicated story.
It's quite a strange story, Bob. For those who haven't been aware, and I think a lot of people are, Elon Musk seems to generate a lot of attention out there. The CEO of Tesla said that he wanted to go private, take the company private. The announcement was made, as usual, in a tweet a week or some ago, and it kicked off a massive, massive run-up in Tesla's stock. It briefly had the NASDAQ, the exchange that Tesla is carried on, suspending trade in their stock, and it's just continued to get stranger and stranger. Elon said that they had funding secured in his tweet, but there is no evidence from anybody that there is funding, in fact, ready. But it gets stranger because now we're hearing about the Saudis possibly involved, and there's some talk about a major Japanese fund involved. At the same time, some of the people on the Tesla board appear to be leaking to some journalists saying that they don't know what's going on. So at this point, there's a huge question mark on any image of Tesla you might see.
Let's talk a little bit about Apple and their maybe getting into the electric car business. They've been on and off quite a bit on the subject, but recently one of the top engineers from Tesla left the company, and now I understand he is the top engineer for something called Project Titan. Could this be a actual car sold by Apple?
That's another thing that is up in the air, though this is clearly intentional on the part of Apple and Tim Cook, their CEO. We've been hearing rumors for, I can't even think of how many years, that Apple was getting ready to get into the car business. Tim Cook, the CEO, at one point a couple years ago, indicated that doing an autonomous vehicle would be the mother of all AI, as in artificial intelligence. The question has gone back and forth about exactly what Apple is doing. We all believe they're getting into the car business in some form. It's just what that would be. And they actually let a lot of people go a couple of years ago who appeared to be developing a Tesla-like electric vehicle, and seemed to be shifting focus from building the actual vehicle to simply coming up with the autonomous technology, sort of like what Waymo is doing, you know, Google spinoff. And in this case, many people have believed that what Apple would do is simply create autonomous technology that it would then sell to car companies, Chrysler or some of the other companies that are still struggling to become players in self-driving vehicle technology. But we don't know. Apple has been particularly secretive about this. There's been some reports about vehicles spotted, but nobody really knows exactly what they're doing. They've sort of confirmed that they're doing something, and the big bet, again, is that they're probably working on autonomous vehicle technology.
Amazing. And as we continue our global look at what's happening in the automotive world, let's talk about Geely. This is the company that owns Volvo, the Chinese company, but they've done a great job. They've kept Volvo's headquarters and engineering development team in place in Sweden and have turned out some really remarkable vehicles in recent times. They're also a major shareholder of Daimler, and now they're talking about plowing a whole slew of money into British sports car Lotus. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is an example of what I call the strange bedfellows of the auto industry. You know, it used to be companies stood independent and competed with one another and very seldom even talked to one another. But that seems to be changing rapidly in the auto industry these days, in part because of all the high-cost technologies that you need to be a player. A lot of manufacturers are working with one another.
I'm here. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're back with Paul Eisenstein. I had a little minor glitch for a moment, but Paul, as you were saying, these strange bedfellows that are happening here in 2018, it's you need a scorecard, you truly do. All right, we're figuring out what's going on. We have Paul Eisenstein on the phone live from Detroit. I am on a piece of technology called Lucy Light, and originally we thought it was my Lucy Light that went down momentarily, but it appears that Paul's traditional phone line is giving us some trouble. There we go. So tell us more about this very unusual bedfellows, as you put it so well.
Yeah, sorry about the disconnect. I'm in a location where the signal gets a little bit funky. Anyway, it's a world of strange bedfellows where you have odd manufacturers working together. For example, great example was when General Motors and Ford teamed up to develop a series of new 9 and 10 speed transmissions. Who would have ever expected those two companies to be working together? You have, of course, Fiat, Chrysler, and Waymo working together. And Geely, as you said, has a big investment, owns a big stake in Daimler, which, by the way, has a whole assortment of its strange bedfellow relationships. They own a stake in, among other things, Aston Martin. Aston Martin now using Daimler or Mercedes-AMG V8s in some of their products. Now, back to Geely. Fascinating company, one of the most powerful of the domestic Chinese manufacturers. Very definitely wants to become a global car maker, not just stuck in China.
No. We'll put that aside for a moment, and we'll take a pit stop, and then more with Paul Eisenstein. This is Auto World.
I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of gone, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Today, Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're live coast to coast on great radio stations around the world at GCNLive.com. We've got Daniel behind the board who's going to be taking your calls at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob at boblongradio.com. We're talking about all the crazy things going on in the automotive world with esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau. And Paul, I wasn't aware of the fact, I know you went on an Aston launch not that long ago, that they owned a stake in Aston Martin. It is definitely a complicated business we are working in these days.
Yeah, it is. It's very difficult to keep track of who's doing what. You have relationships between what BMW and Honda on fuel cell technology, and Honda and General Motors. They're going to build a plant to produce fuel cells down in Detroit, and on and on and on. Everywhere you look, you find that manufacturers are forming these unusual relationships as they try to find a way to deal with technologies that they're going to be required to come up with over the next decade that will cost each of them billions of dollars. If I remember correctly, the number that VW announced just a few months earlier was somewhere in about $50 billion that they were planning to spend on both autonomous and electrified vehicles. It's an insane figure when you think about it. And industry-wide, just coming up with electrified vehicles, hybrids, plug-ins, and all electric, the industry collectively will be spending well into the $100 billion range. You simply can't do that. Even the most powerful companies like Toyota, which has also formed a number of joint ventures. They're going to build a plant here in the United States as a joint venture with Mazda, of all things, and the two of them together will be developing a new generation of electric vehicles. So it is a strange bedfellow world.
Let's talk about car dealerships. Right now, in 2018, there are so many online new ways of purchasing vehicles. It seems like there are too many to count, but how are the dealership numbers holding up?
Yeah, you know, if you look back over the last 25 years, Bob, the number of new car dealerships has collapsed. There's, over 10,000 fewer car dealerships than there were in the 1980s, new car dealerships.
Sure.
And that doesn't even fully tell the story because on top of that, you've seen many, many, many thousands of dealerships get sucked up or sucked into the new corporate dealer networks like AutoNation and the Asbury Group. So the retail world has changed a lot. And the thing is, it's going to change more. You look at Tesla, which has so far only opened factory-owned dealerships. In fact, they are not participating in some states like Michigan, where they cannot own their own showrooms. The challenge that manufacturers face is that there are a myriad of different dealer laws, franchise laws. Every state has a different rule. And in some cases, the rules change from one manufacturer to the other. Some have written in special clauses giving unique abilities to Tesla that other manufacturers don't have. So it's changing, but it's not. You still have to buy eventually through a dealer. You can't buy simply online. You still have to work with a dealer. There's no Amazon of cars. That may change. Many people think it will over the next decade. But right now, you still have to do that. Now, as I say that, how you buy and how it's even delivered is changing. So, for example, a lot of dealers will say, hey, we don't even need you to come into the showroom, at least in most states. We can do the paperwork either online or by mail, or we'll come to your house or office. They'll pick up your trade-in, and they'll deliver your vehicle to your home office or meet them at a restaurant if that's what you want. I think you're going to see still more changes. You now have not just car buying, you have car leasing, and the newest thing to come up is this thing called a subscription, where
this is
fascinating. Like what you do with a cell phone, where you can subscribe month to month. And so keep your eye out. It's going to be changing a lot.
With the global trade wars heating up, there's a number of different impacts happening, including the fact that China has locked down some American-made Mercedes SUVs, citing brake problems. But there's more to this story than just plain that.
Yeah, we got word just a few days ago that a whole lot of Mercedes SUVs, including the popular GLE, their midsize crossover ute, were being held at the port in Shanghai by customs, ostensibly because of problems with their brakes. Now, could there be a problem? Yeah, of course there could be. But it seems very curious, doesn't it, that the decision to put the hold on those just happened to occur a day or so after the Chinese announced $16 billion in new tariffs on American-made goods. And the vast majority of those impact automobiles. Now, wait a second. What? Wait, you may be asking, didn't you just say Mercedes? Well, yeah, Mercedes made in Alabama. Turns out the U.S. shipped about almost 300,000 vehicles to China last year. And the majority of those were made by two German companies, BMW and Mercedes. BMW's plant in Spartanburg, South Carolina, is not only that company's biggest assembly plant in the world, it's also the export base for worldwide sales of vehicles like the X5 and the X3, and soon the new X7 that will be built at that plant. BMW has been giving mixed signals. I've spoken to some of their people, and frankly, if this trade war heats up, particularly if the Trump administration starts to target China, I'm sorry, not China, but Europe, it's very possible that BMW will look at what they say are other options, which could mean moving some production out of the United States to other countries, and the result would be the loss of a lot of American jobs. Ford has been hit. They sell Mustangs and F-150s and a bunch of Lincoln products that are American-made in China. And they've already said that they're cutting production because when you add another 25% tariff on top of the previous 25%, you're pricing those vehicles out of the Chinese market. As a result, they're going to cut production in the U.S., and there's a very good chance that the trade war will start very soon, meaning the loss of American jobs.
And we never like to hear that. When we come back from the following break, we're going to be talking about more falsifying emissions tests. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The airline employee who stole a plane from Seattle-Tacoma Airport and performed some high-flying stunts before dying in a fiery crash has been identified as 29-year-old Richard Russell. Officials say he did not have a pilot's license. Former Marine fighter pilot Colonel Steve Gagnier tells ABC.
You can go out and buy for $60 online at a very high-fidelity simulator on your for your home computer. This guy had never flown an airplane, and he was actually making some really nice, safe, very professional-looking kinds of aerobatic maneuvers. It's quite remarkable.
Firefighters announced progress against Southern California's Holy Fire Saturday. 17,000 homes in Riverside and Orange counties are still under mandatory evacuations, but some Lake Elsinore families were allowed to return home.
Thank you for all the firefighters. They did a good job for us. Thank God. We're okay. We're safe. And thank you, guys.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention. Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thanks so much for joining me each week at this very same time, on this very same station, or on live at GCNlive.com. We so appreciate it. Paul Eisenstein is with us, publisher of the Detroit Bureau and the DetroitBureau.com. We're going to be talking in a moment about an expansion of emissions scandals. Of course, it all started with the Dieselgate scandal with the Volkswagen Group. But, Paul, remind folks about all the cool free stuff that they can get from you and your team at the Detroit Bureau.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Yes, of course. Everything is free at the DetroitBureau.com, and you can get pretty much anything you want to know about the auto industry there. Whether you want to come to thedetroitbureau.com for the site itself, we put up regular updates constantly all day. You can get our emails, whether you want daily, weekly, monthly, or even every time we put up a new story. We also have an RSS feed and, of course, a Twitter feed, all free, all the time.
Can't do better than that. Let's talk about the Japanese manufacturers. More have pleaded guilty of falsifying emissions. We already heard a little while back from Nissan and Subaru. They admitted to improper inspections, and now three additional vehicle manufacturers have said they have done the same thing.
Yeah, including Mazda. It's a rather interesting situation, isn't it? And it raises some real serious concerns about the concept of self-authorization, self-testing, which many countries allow. The United States, in fact, in many cases, allows manufacturers to self certify using supposedly their own internal tests for things like emissions and fuel economy. So does Japan. And unfortunately, what's been happening is, in a number of cases, manufacturers have been cheating. We talked about Volkswagen, and that's a great example of a case where they both cheated on self-certification with diesels, but also rigged the vehicles so that when they did run, they would know that they were being tested. It's a real clever concept. And they could basically fake. They would change their computer control settings to meet standards. Well, we've been seeing a lot of that in Japan lately. And as I say, Mazda and two other manufacturers joined Subaru and Mitsubishi had done that with
Nissan.
Some of the vehicles that went to Nissan, and Nissan itself cheated on some of their numbers. And this has led to some serious problems. The good news, Bob, as far as we know, the latest round of cheating affects just vehicles sold in Japan. We do not know of any of them being sold in the U.S. using fake numbers.
We've got a couple of great automotive events happening just around the bend. The Woodward Dream Cruise, one thing that every car guy or girl should attend at least once in their life. It gets bigger and better every year. And then, of course, for the millionaires versus billionaires set, we have the ever-expanding and ever-expensive Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance coming up at the end of the month, where I understand Infiniti, which usually has, they usually are the sponsor of the press center there, they're going to be revealing an electrified concept.
Yeah, we don't know much about it, but Infiniti is going to reveal something which will take put an emphasis on performance, electric performance. We're expecting it'll be an all-electric model. And it will not be the only one to do that, to have that sort of focus and a product reveal at the Pebble Beach Concours. In fact, we're expecting to see a half dozen or more manufacturers reveal concepts or production vehicles in Pebble this year. Another important one will be the Audi PB18 concept, which looks a bit like the R8, sports car, modeled after the R18, their race car. And it will also be a high-performance, fully electric vehicle. We've been hearing some rumors, reasonably sourced, that indicate that there could be a production version coming in the not-too-distant future. And I expect that what we're seeing from Infiniti will lead to a production car, whether this exact model or not. You may recall, Bob, just last year, Infiniti joined a list of manufacturers, including Volvo and others, who say that they will electrify their entire lineup. And I should emphasize to people, I get this question a lot. People say, what do you mean by electrified? You mean it's going to be all electric? No, it doesn't. Electrification is a broad term. It can mean mild hybrids using these 48-volt systems, a regular hybrid like a Toyota Prius, a plug-in like the Chevrolet Volt with a V, a pure battery electric like the Chevrolet Bolt with a B, and the Tesla Model 3 and S and X, or even a hydrogen fuel cell, because the fuel cells provide power to the electric motors. The broad term electrification means that in some form or another, you have at least electric assist, if not fully electric drive. And you're going to be seeing literally hundreds of those vehicles by early in the coming decade.
And as we have already seen in the marketplace, a number of manufacturers on the high-end side are combining traditional internal combustion engines with a little extra added performance kick from electrification. Companies like Acura with their NSX and Ferrari let's see, who else? McLaren, just to name a few.
I can jump in. I'll give you two good examples. I spent some time with Tim Kaniskis, who is the head of Fiat Chrysler's two Italian performance brands, their luxury brands, Alfa Romeo and Maserati. But going forward, we're going to see a flood of electrified vehicles from them. That includes a plug-in hybrid Alpha, the next generation of its 8C, their flagship. It will be, like I said, a plug-in hybrid with a combined output of over 700 horsepower. And Tim told me that with Maserati and Alfa, the way that they'll be doing things in the future, they'll have a stepladder. You know, you see this a lot already with companies like Daimler and Mercedes. So you might have a four-cylinder version and a six and an eight and a turbo or supercharged eight. And then going forward, the Maserati and Alfa approach will make electrified vehicles, whether plug-in hybrid or all electric, the highest performing models they offer. So if you want the ultimate going forward from Alfa or Maserati, starting in a year or so, you will be getting some form of plug-in or all electric vehicle.
We have come a long way from General Motors' EV1 concept vehicle in the 1990s. Boy, Ford has reason to celebrate because they recently just announced the production of the 10th million, can you believe that? 10th million Mustang, and they got some great photography up on the DetroitBureau.com. Paul, you and your team have done a great job with that. And concurrently, as long as we're talking Mustang, we're going to be seeing something that most performance enthusiasts never thought we'd see, and that's, along with the regular Mustangs, there will indeed be a hybrid version of the Mustang.
Yeah, there will be. Ford is being very, very canny about keeping the Mustang alive. You know, they're all but abandoning conventional passenger cars. Their sedans are going to go away, their coupes are going to go away, hatchbacks here in the United States. The Mustang will be the only conventional passenger car in just a few years. And one of the reasons is they have continued to come up with more and more variants. I just had a chance to drive the new Mustang Bullitt, the 2019 Bullitt.
Oh, I can't wait. Hold that thought when we come back. Can't wait to hear about the 2019 Bullitt from Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back. Thank you so much for being with us, Bob Long, your humble host here, along with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Before that hard network break, we were talking about a hybrid Mustang that's in the works, and this is something that Ford is working on quietly. Tell us more about this hybrid Mustang.
Well, it's interesting, Buzz. We were saying before the break, Ford is really smart. They've been coming up with an endless variety of spin-offs of the Mustang. You've got the new GT350. You're going to see a GT500. We have the Mustang Bullitt, which I had a chance to drive in San Francisco and retrace the path that we saw in the movie Bullitt, driven by Steve McQueen 50 years ago. Believe it or not, that movie came out exactly a half century ago. And
wow.
I'll tell you what, from my experience, I think Steve McQueen would have loved what Ford has done with the Mustang for bearing the name of his alter egos, Lieutenant Frank Bullitt, today. As for the hybrid, well, you know, we're getting some mixed signals on that, and I'm told by some of their folks internally that they still haven't exactly decided on the final approach to the hybrid. That's going to have to happen very quickly. You know, one approach is to just sort of focus it on the low end in terms of performance and push for fuel economy. I don't expect that to happen. I honestly think that they're going to follow the same route as some of the other car makers out there and use hybridization to enhance the performance. Will it be the fastest version of the Mustang? No, I don't think so. But will it be a performance car with some serious power? I'm all but certain it will mix a lot of power and a phenomenal fuel economy.
Wow. Let's talk about another recent unveil. This is a brand new vehicle from Dodge. And it's interesting what Dodge has done in the past few years with the Challenger model. Almost taking a page from Porsche, they continue to introduce new variants, sometimes sharing components or engines with other earlier models or concurrent models.
Yep.
And it's not unlike what Porsche has been doing for all these years. And you, my friend, got the opportunity that I wish I got a chance to attend that launch of these new Challengers.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing that Ford is doing, but they're pushing even higher into the performance numbers. as you know, you have some base models of the Challenger, and they go all the way up to the now discontinued Demon, 840 horsepower. Now, the Demon was a limited edition model. I think the final production limit was 3,300, and it was only in the 2018 model year. They have now come back with a new model called the Red Eye. The Red Eye is a little bit underpowered compared to the Demon, if you can call something with 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque underpowered. The reality is it is a beast. And what's even more impressive is that it drives very well. You can actually really flog it around. The key difference is where the Demon was pretty much a track-only car. It was, yes, it was street legal, but you really only wanted to drive it on a drag strip or in a straight line like on Woodward Avenue in Detroit. The Red Eye, we were flogging it around not just the local roads in Portland, Maine, where this event began, but we went down to the Club Motorsport track down around the New Hampshire-Maine border. That's an amazing track, 2.5 miles, 760 feet of elevation changes, lots of turns. You really have to be doing your best, and we had a blast driving it down there. I was stunned at how well that vehicle handled under those circumstances. And, of course, great power. Now, they also brought out the new 1320, which is an SRT model. That's only what, my memory's fading. What is it, about 475 horsepower?
Yeah,
but it's a more neutral car, and that car is particularly suited for road track. So, you know, whatever your desire is, Dodge has a version of the Challenger for you.
They sure do, and the Challenger, I know, beat the Camaro in sales once again as they continue to have great success with a model that was introduced, when you stop and think about it, quite a number of years back. So it's going to be interesting to see as they hopefully continue to do what they're doing as long as this particular vehicle is in production, keep adding some special features and giving some lower models a taste of the more expensive models. Love that wide body, Paul. I haven't seen one in person yet.
Yeah.
Just love the looks of that. And the other thing that I can't emphasize enough, I mean, back in the days, exotic cars and muscle cars, they weren't exactly easy to drive. They didn't stop very well. They didn't turn very well. They didn't handle. But these new generation muscle cars do all that with all the comfort and convenience you could ever want. And truly, you know, the little old lady from Pasadena, the 90-year-old lady, she could drive one of these vehicles every day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm really shocked at how well all of the new American muscle cars handle as well as perform. Massive difference, and I think a lot of people get surprised to see how well they compare to some of the imports. There was some recent track testing, and I'm not going to quote the exact specifics because I don't have it clearly memorized, but I heard that the Bullet was actually outperforming a BMW M4 in some tracks.
Wow.
I think that, you know, are they as refined as some of the Europeans? Not always. You know, maybe you don't have quite the leather interior and the polished wood and everything else. But I think that there's no shame anymore in some of the really top-notch American muscle cars. One of the things that helps is that they are really working as much on suspension and braking as anything else. You've got an incredibly beefed up Brembo brake system in the Challenger, for example. And the Bullet, like all the GT models and above of the Mustang for 2018 and now going to 2019, they use this magnetic ride control system, first developed by GM, found on a lot of the Cadillac models, and even on Ferraris these days. Very simply, it uses a magnetic fluid rather than the normal fluids you would have in a damping system that can vary in stiffness from just floppy soft to, you know, rock hard instantly just by changing the amount of magnetic power you apply to the damper. And individual wheels can be adjusted. And it's so fast, Bob, that you can go from softest to firmest in the time it takes to travel 2 inches at 60 miles an hour. And that's
wow.
One of the reasons that the Mustang itself, I've done canyon roads like Latigo Canyon in Balibu. I've logged 1.2 G turns in a Mustang. Try that with any older muscle car. In fact, there are many international brands that would be proud to be able to deliver that type of number.
They certainly would. It is the golden era of automobiles, as we say quite often here on Auto World. And
yeah.
If you want the latest news, you must go to thedetroitbureau.com and subscribe to all the updates and bookmark it on your computer. It's going to be an interesting few weeks here as we have a number of important events coming up. And I understand you're going to be reporting from Asia, the only American journalist who is being invited to this special event.
Yeah, I'm going over, of all places, to Vietnam right around the end of the month. I'm going to meet up with the folks from a company called VinFast, V-I-N, Fast. And they are the first serious car manufacturer based in Vietnam. If I remember correctly, they are going to Pininfarina for design and using some German technology for the platform. So they're very serious about what they have coming. I believe they're going to make their official debut at the Paris Motor Show, and they're going to start off with a handful of us from around the world getting to meet with their executives and tour their factory, which is in the northern capital, Hanoi.
Wow. What a great story and what a great hour with Paul Eisenstein. Thank you so much, my friend.
Great to be with you, Bob.
That will do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.